Welcome to another episode of Tangy Talks with Victor Feria and Steve Turk. Victor, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, Steve. Good week. Good week. Just finished, passed by, and now excited for what's to follow.
We had a great week, man. We got some new properties on board, and it just shows you we had like a little drought, and all of a sudden things are starting to come through. A lot of fun properties.
A lot of fun properties. So I'm excited also to share couple of cool properties that we're looking at too as well, and Airbnbs. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, those are some things that we got to go check out. I think we should make that its own show, which we'll get into here in a little bit, listeners. And if you're watching us, or if you're listening to us and want to see what we're talking about, join us on our YouTube channel, Tangy Talks. You could be subscriber number 8 if you join us today. We're getting there. Little by little. Thanks for sticking with us. But as always, we are going to be talking about a mix of things that are short-term rental, vacation rental, and maybe even some long-term rental stuff, because now we offer that service as of this year, and that's been a growing area for us. So we're talking about a lot of stuff. If there's certain things that you want to hear or learn more about, send us a question over at tangymgmt.com, and we will make sure to answer them, right?
Perfect.
So Vic, we've got a lot going on. Like we said, we have properties onboarding. Before we get into some of these stories, you know, it can be overwhelming for a lot of people when they start to onboard more than one or two places. Do you have any tips for people out there that are starting to onboard new properties?
Yeah, the onboarding process, right? That's like the interesting one, making sure all of the booking channels are integrated, the properties, the photos are best in its best lighting. I think just take it step by step, you know, create a process. Have it written out where you and the team, you knows what the step-by-steps are. And then just follow those and guide those through. I mean, we've done them so long that, you know, I feel now it's just easy. It's kind of like a ride on the park. But for sure, you know, uploading or onboarding a new property can be difficult. But say, write it down, create a process from beginning to end, share that with the team, and then share that with the owner so they know what to expect.
Yep. And I think one thing that we've clearly seen, because we've had owners that try to skimp on costs, is those professional photos. It makes such a big difference. Like, we see it clear now because we have so much data of ones that don't want to do it and the ones that do. Right? Do you have any tips for the owners out there listening?
Yeah, it's professional photos. It's the way to go. I mean, if you're not doing that by now, I think you're a little bit late on the curve. But I'm excited to see, and hopefully, you know, and Airbnb could upgrade their platform, and all of the other booking channels can upgrade their platform, and we can start incorporating some videos, some video tours. You know, we've talked about that, some really cool drone shots. We've seen now drones even flying through the property itself and creating almost like a virtual walkthrough. So that'll be really cool. I get it. That's probably a lot of, you know, memory space for these booking channels to kind of take on. But it'll be a cool thing to add for guests, right? You know, that they want to see what the property looks like.
Yeah. And some of our friends that have the most successful places that are like these ultra unique Airbnbs and vacation rental properties have gave us tips like, look, make sure you do it at the best, like sunset or sunrise, or show your home that's like in the best way, not on a rainy day or a cloudy day. You know, those are just like little tiny things that, yeah, you might rush and get those photos on a cloudy day, but then it doesn't show your place. The best view. Your first 5 photos is how people make decisions.
Yeah. And we're starting to see now the trend of more lifestyle photos, right? Some more lifestyle, some actual people enjoying the property with their family. And then also some, you know, really cool staging, which, you know, we're, at least me, I'm a little indifferent about the staging portion of the property. Let's say, you know, you create a beautiful table set, but then guests, you know, come into the property, they're going to be expecting that. So make sure it's available for your guests to be able to set it up and have that.
You know, that's true. They got to look like the picture. So don't go too far. And then they get there and they're like, oh, what the heck is this place? This is not what the photo showed me.
Exactly. So, but I'm excited. I'm excited. We have a duplex, beautiful little duplex in an area here in Miami, very sought out area. And I'm excited to onboard it and showcase it.
Yep. That's a good one. And we've got some nice leads coming from all different places. One in Georgia, we got some in other cities, so a lot of fun of what's going on with us. But let's start talking about some unique things that are going on in the world of Airbnb. Yeah. And I think this first one just kind of shows that stuff we talk about all the time. People want unique experiences and are willing to pay for these unique experiences. And this one is a jailhouse that is available on Airbnb, where you can rent out and live your Wild West outlaw dreams by living and staying in Ephraim, Utah, and an Airbnb that is built as an old town jail. So what do you think about that, Victor? Are you staying in a jail anytime soon?
If it's haunted, you could see me not going in there and probably running out there. But I'm sure it's a really cool and interesting stay. And it's what we talk about, you know, the experiences. Have you ever been to Utah?
I have not been to Utah, but there's so many cool things, it seems like, out there. All these national parks and like the wild, it is like the real Wild West. I've been to Wyoming, but I've not been over to Utah yet.
That's in our list of vacation spots, because pictures that you get from Utah and all the stories and experiences over there, it's a place that you should definitely visit.
Yeah, look, this is the owners of it are Ryan and Rachel Ruse, and they're offering guests a stay in a converted jail cells under the original city hall. So you got a lot going on in there to stay, but a lot of people are booking it and they're getting a lot of good PR. It just shows you it's a good story. The reviews, we checked them out, look pretty good. But this trend of transforming historic properties into vacation rentals seems to be continuing.
I see that. I'm interested in finding out how they're, you know, converting the locations, and not only that, the actual permitting process, right? Because a lot of these like historical landmarks, at least here in Miami and in Florida, they're pretty like preserved. They're, you know, they have a lot of laws and things that you can't and can do. Yeah. So I'm interested in knowing how they're going about those permitting and who's approving.
I think it's cool. You know, it's called upscaling, right? In a lot of places where like some of these towns might be like dying main streets, and they may have like one or two cool things, but if you can change that jailhouse into like a cool Airbnb that's getting national coverage and get people flowing into the city, that's what it's all about, right? Just like we're trying to do with our glamping farm here in Dade County, which is, we're hitting some roadblocks here. We want to highlight farmlands and the farmers and build like a really cool experience, but you got to get the government on board, and we're pushing. It's been 7 months of trying, and we're continue to try, but it just shows that people really want this kind of stuff, and it helps build local tourism if you do it the right way, right?
Yeah.
I know there's some bad actors that might take over a place. Like we've seen it, like we don't want a party house in the middle of like a historic district or a farm or any of these unique places. Agreed. How would you get people to kind of talk about this?
Yeah, that's a really good point, right? I mean, in Homestead, the specific area that we're talking about in the glamp site, how cool would it be to have people all over the world, you know, familiar with Homestead? You know, it's such a very unique area here in Miami, because it just feels like you're completely removed from Miami, right? So it's a different side of our city. So, you know, to your point, I think they're gaining some exposure, some good exposure, to have some national headlines and converting jailhouses and covens and churches and all of that fun stuff.
Yeah, look, I think that we need to see more of it. They're doing it in hotels where they're taking like old school hotels on Miami Beach right now. And I think the Raleigh's a good example, where they bought the Raleigh and two other hotels right next to them. I'm blanking on their names. I walk by them all the time. But they're upscaling it. They're making it look really good. They're keeping the facade to make it look original, and then upgrading everything to get more people into those buildings. But, you know, I definitely want to show what we've been talking about. And so, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but we've been talking about some of these cool OMG on Airbnb on their site. If you go, especially on their website, across the top, you're going to see all different categories. And they have one that's highlighted by a UFO, and it's their OMG category, which is like a Black Hawk helicopter. They have all these UFO kind of looking places.
Where's the shoe? Where's the shoe?
I don't see the shoe. I'm looking for the shoe. but you can live like a hobbit in one. You got pyramids in Fort Myers I didn't know exist. A whole alien alcove over here. Cool. And even this one in Key West looks awesome. So people are paying for this $749 a night to stay in a floating tiki hut is what it looks like.
That's right? Exactly what it is. You can get lost at sea. Hopefully there's a GPS tracker in there.
Yeah, and the sharks will come feeding on you later. But it just shows you, this was probably not that expensive to build. I'm not sure the permits they got in Key West, because Key West is tough, but they had 271 reviews, 4.91 rating.
And look at that rate. Look at that nightly rate.
that nightly rate of $749 a night to stay in this kind of place.
Tall tale. Right? Tells you right away people are paying top dollar to experience something completely different.
And it's amazing to see. So this is what we talk about and the new trends of what's going on in vacation rental. People want to stay in unique places. This one is a farm out in the middle of Tennessee. They got a Conestoga wagon, old school looking like you're in the Wild West. And you got people paying $200 to $300 a night to stay in places like this. So that's what I think, Victor, you and I talk about this a lot, right? We've had these conversations. We are looking to do things like this. So if you're out there listening, we want to continue to build and create unique things. Our bread and butter right now is the true family homes that we know inside and out and we can do at a high level. I think this is really the kind of places that are going to start taking off. What kind of place can you imagine, you think, other than our glamping? What else would you want to create?
Good question. Good question. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking now of all of like the unique places. We managed, you know, very early in Tangi creation, a very unique villa that was owned by Rudolph Valentino. So that one was a really cool experience. So I would love seeing or being able to stay or, you know, be in a place where famous celebrities, you know, either owned or lived in and shared their space. I think that was really cool. And that was a really cool story. Welcoming guests and letting them know of the story and the history of the property itself. So I would love to stay, I don't know, in a property where maybe Muhammad Ali used to own. That would be cool. Yep.
That's a
conversation
cool
starter.
I think for me, as you're mentioning that, it triggered me here on our home city of Miami, Miami Beach, Al Capone, the Scarface, lived on Miami Beach, had his home there, and they just okayed to tear it down so some guy could build his multi-million dollar house there. But I wish we could have kept that one. And that's, you know, that would have been our Al Capone Airbnb, lived the lifestyle of the mobster from the 1920s. That was part of the argument too. Is like, why are we keeping a mobster's house here, historically protected? So I get it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. There's still part of the history of the country wiped out.
100%. Quick question for you. Something I didn't get to ask you. The Raleigh Hotel has always been a hotel?
Raleigh Hotel was always a hotel. Okay. And it has my favorite pool ever. It's a beautiful, like, art deco looking pool. It's usually like when they show pools of Miami Beach when it was open, it's that one. And Anthony Bourdain, before he passed away, that's where he would always stay because it still felt like old school Miami Beach. It wasn't a mega resort. It was like this cool hotel. And now the Schwo company owns it and they're building condos there, but also combining the three hotels they bought to create it one big kind of campus style, but feeling of that smaller hotel vibe.
Yeah, so I've never been. I have to check it out. Where my wife and I were now planning our spring break week to go out with our son. Maybe we get a little day pass over. That'll be cool.
Well, that place is closed right now. They're renovating, but all of like Collins seems to be under renovation. So I know we're going to hotel talk here, but you see it, like people are going into hotels and renovating these older old school hotels to make them new. And there's like 12 on the way. That's crazy. Just walking down the strip, you see them all coming very quickly. So people want these unique experiences and hotels are catching up. They see what's going on in the world of vacation rentals and how Airbnb has got their OMG. Hotels want to do that too.
We see the trend. Hope you guys are also seeing the trend. Mm-hmm.
Well, a new trend. Not, I don't know why this was a trend, but Airbnb put out a bunch of new standards. And the one that really caught the headlines was Airbnb's banning indoor cameras across all of their properties. And you have to follow certain rules to make sure that you only have cameras in public areas, right, like the front of the house and overlooking a pool. But this was the headline that caught everyone. They announced some other things, right? Like now they allow, you know, tools that we use like Minute. Now you can have them. You just have to let people know that you're using it, which measures decibel levels of volume and a bunch of other things that they're including. But this is the big headline. So what do you think of this headline that everyone's latching on to?
Hey, all for it. I think, you know, privacy, it's really what guests are looking for. And I always thought, you know, having a camera indoors was
creepy,
you know, kind of just weird, right? It's just strange to have that. You know, I've had owners before that they've asked, you know, hey, why don't we just have a camera at least just pointing towards the door so we could see? It's like, well, we could just move that camera to the front door, right? We could just have a the camera on the front door and then just see who's coming in and out if that's what you want to see. But definitely internal, it's just like, you know, strange. And now, you know, me having my own, our son, you know, I wouldn't want to go to a place where I know that there's cameras inside, that's for sure. Yep. So I'm all for it. And I like also the new addition of adding like a noise monitoring, sensor. So, you know, we use Minute, which you just discussed now. So adding that on there, so guests know, you know, usually when, we do have properties with a Minute inside, and when they do pick up decibels, we let them know, hey, you know, we are seeing consistent high level decibels. You know, we wanted to let you know if you could help us out and respect the neighbors and wherever you are and just, you know, bring it to a minimum. So it's a great, great feature. And I'm glad that Airbnb is stepping it up. And I think it'll probably be one of the reasons why our next topic, why Airbnb is doing so well in our stocks, right?
It's true. But I'll go backwards on this. So I like that they're now promoting Minute. Or sound, you know, measuring levels. It doesn't record conversations, but it measures the level of how loud it gets.
Correct.
And that really stops party houses from becoming party houses. And people like us that are trying to do the right thing, we can jump in very quickly and know if there's a party. It also tells if it's someone smoking, right? So it can tell us if someone's smoking in the house.
That's a new one.
You know, leaving a big issue for us because, like, we have one of our nicest properties. It's clear, no smoking anywhere. And we get in there at checkout, it smells terrible of smoke. And now the next family coming in has an issue. It's just, you know, a big challenge for us, especially in the homes. It's not like one hotel room where you can throw in, you know,
an ozone machine.
An ozone machine and air purifiers and clean it out. A house is a lot harder to do. So I like that. But the cameras, I agree. No cameras inside. We've told owners that. Don't be creepy. Don't be that person. Get these cameras out of here. I remember when we had one way back in the little river area that it was like a ring, but it was like inside the house and people would always cover it. And I would tell the owner, of course, no one wants this. You've seen them in the house.
Yeah.
But I like that advice. It's like, people are like, well, you shouldn't have any cameras. You know, hotels don't have cameras in the rooms. I said, of course they don't have it in the rooms. But I could tell you that when I was an executive, I had hundreds of cameras across the property. And I had a screen up in my office and I could know what was going on in every area of the hotel that was not a private space.
Right.
And I could run my entire operation from there. Right.
That's
and
incredible.
So I could zoom in and see what you're eating. If you didn't like it, I could say, hey, manager, this table right here, no one's eating their food if I really wanted to. I could get that detailed. And so I think for us running multiple properties across different cities, it's helpful to see, right? For emergencies, especially, like we've had people call us in the middle of the night, like, hey, the police are out front or someone broke into the car, or, you know, we can tell if a party's happening very quickly because we see people streaming into the home, right? So it's just a way to protect yourself. So I think at the very least, having one camera at the front door is helpful. I know it said here that you can have them outdoors around the pool and things like that, but I still don't love that. Maybe if it's like a multifamily building with many people going in and out for security, but that's my take on it. Is people are like, well, hotels never did. I was like, hotels do, and they can see everything and know what's going on.
100%. Yeah. Now with all this technology, how cool would it be if the cameras, as you were saying that, I'm thinking about how cool would it be if the cameras now can detect, you know, a large crowd or a large group of people coming in,
alert us
immediately alert us, just like, you know, how Minute does when they hear high decibels. So, you know,
let's come up with a new business idea.
Hey, I don't know.
Let me write this down. Hold on. Cameras.
I'm sure it can get done, right? I'm sure world
standing will... crowds, more than eight, more than the occupancy.
Exactly.
If you're listening, I don't know if we need an engineer now. Maybe we should ask ChatGPT to make it for us. All right, guys, hold on. We're going to get on this after we get out of here. I like it. Good idea.
There you go. But yeah, keep the cameras outside. Keep the cameras outside on the perimeter. Let the guests know where they are for your safety, for their safety. You know, just keep things friendly and make sure you're not hindering guest privacy.
I think you nailed it. And you kind of did a segue for us here is, you know, this is like the Airbnb topics here because this is what's scrolling through the headlines that we wanted to share. But Airbnb is doing very well. The stock is now, they've got $106 billion market capitalization.
There you go.
Our stocks are slowly climbing. I know it was down for a while. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is that the sales are growing, right? So they had some things that affected their profit and loss statement a little bit with taxes. We know as business owners, sometimes you have to move things around that don't make it look as pretty, but sales continue to grow. And people are using Airbnb more and more for travel. That is becoming the go-to platform. And they keep evolving, which is good and bad. Some people hate it. I think we're fans of most of it. We enjoy working with that OTA versus some of the others that are out there that are a little bit more challenging to work with.
Right.
But they have some new tools coming out, like AI, how you can plan trips and expand the travel options. And they're going to be focusing on experiences again, which we really haven't tapped into too much. But what do you think of when you see all this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a shareholder and I'm seeing all of these, you know, integration and developments from Airbnb, I'm buying in. Those are pretty cool and things that they're, you know, developing and showing everyone that they could be a lead OTA, and get back to where they have been. I know that for sure, you know, all of these ordinances could probably hurt them and hurt the stocks. So that's something to look out for. But I own a couple of shares. So every time I see these news, I'm all for it. And I double down.
Yep. Keep it going. Me too. I keep doubling down. The one thing that makes me a little nervous though, is that now they're starting to integrate more with certain tools. So now they're going to have a lock system that you can use. Mm. Now they're having things that connect directly to Airbnb, almost becoming like your PMS.
Right.
And so they may start blocking out some other things that aren't connected directly. So for listeners, we use our PMS as Guesty. We've been on Guesty for a long time. We're big fans of Guesty, right? We have not left them. Even when all these new tools are pitched to us all the time, we're big fans of Guesty. So Guesty, if you're listening, just know that we've been with you all since 2016. But yeah, I get a little bit nervous because Airbnb wants the attention on them. So if you have like two or three properties and you don't care about going on other booking channels, I think it's a great because now you get more tools.
Right.
For professional companies like us, it might be challenging.
Yeah. They're trying to, you know, kind of set the trend. You know, they have their own dynamic pricing tools. You know, like you just mentioned right now, most likely they're incorporating a new PMS tool into their system. They have the experiences, which is another kind of unique thing that Airbnb does opposed to everything else. So, you know, hopefully all of this is for the better and their stocks continuing to improve.
Yeah, one thing I'm going to just show because now we're on their website, but something new that they have coming up too, which is taking over Miami little by little, is now they're starting to have Airbnb friendly apartments. And so they're listing it on their site. So they show you the buildings where it's allowed and you can do some more research on it. And we talked about it a little bit, maybe not last episode, but two episodes ago, is that just in downtown Miami, that's not like the different Brickell and Edgewater areas, but just the center of downtown Miami has 8,300 Airbnb friendly units coming on board, which is bananas. But they're showing it's all going to be put into here and you'll be able to see if you're an investor or if you want to stay in a place, they're making it really easy to come to these places.
There you go. Very cool. Yeah. I remember investors would call us and ask, you know, what are Airbnb friendly properties? And I would have to go through a list that I had kind of created from the time and, you know, hearing and researching ourselves. And that's kind of all we had. So it's really cool. It's something new. You just showed me something.
Yeah, there you go.
Airbnb. Now we could.
On top of that, I've made my list. I found another site that has a list of everything. I'll send it to you so we can share with our property partners. But a big property partner, this is not one of the headlines, but I just saw it right before we got on air, is Adam Neumann, the founder of WeWork.
Okay.
Is going to be buying, it looks like, a building in the core of downtown Miami, one of those buildings, to create his new concept called Flow. And Flow is going to be a place you live, work, and have your, you know, center of culture, basically. So I don't know what he's going to create. He's an interesting guy, character. I know people who know him. He's been walking around downtown Miami a lot lately, so we might see him out there. But let's see what he creates. He did build WeWork that collapsed, but he made it out nicely, and let's see if he can create something really unique. I'm cheering for him. I want him to do something cool for our city.
Yeah, so I mean, I've seen that documentary of the WeWork. I forget what is it called. But he was a very interesting guy, a lot of ideas, and he looks like to be someone, you know, that's really creative. So if you could shape the landscape and create something different, I'm all for it.
Yep. So he's going to be in one of those buildings that's Airbnb friendly. So I'm curious to see what comes out of it. But it shows Miami. We're like the, we just happen to be in the city that's popping off around the globe. Everyone wants to be here. All the big companies, celebrities, athletes.
What's the quote? We live where you vacation.
We live where you vacation, but now it's becoming like the true Magic City, right? Like this is where the action is. We're getting sidetracked, but when Dana White brought UFC here again, I don't know if you saw this interview where he said, Miami is what LA was like 10 years ago. He said, I used to find reasons to go out to LA. Now I've switched. I look for any reason to come to Miami and really enjoy the city. So for any of you out there that haven't been here, come stay with us. Staywithtangy.com. You can see and we'll take good care of you.
Yeah, I agree with Dana White. So, I mean, for the people who live here, we pay for it, though. We pay for the sunshine and all of its greatness. But to visit down here, I mean, I put myself sometimes in guest shoes and I'm like, man, what a great city. Like right coming off on the airport, international airport, if you're staying at a property, you know, in Miami Beach, you go through the bridge, you see, you know, the Miami Heat Arena, you see the Lone Depot Park, all of the downtown Brickell, and then going across the bay into Miami Beach. What a great scene, right? It's like unforgettable.
It is a great scene. And I'm excited to go to the beach today. I'm going after our call that I have today to see what spring break looks like going on. So if you haven't seen, you know, we might be dating this episode, but spring break has always been out of control. And I've been a big advocate for shutting it down. And it looks like it's worked.
Yeah, successful first week. That's what it's being reported. And it looks like it's a lot more quiet. I had friends that stayed in Miami Beach last week. And they said, you know, it was like any other day in Miami Beach. So it was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out myself. I like to go see it in person just because I worked there for so long. I want to see the difference. But yeah. Fort Lauderdale, I just watched some TikTok where they had their police horses on the beach at sundown and just like marched people off the beach on their horses.
Yeah, so we had this conversation earlier today, and it's you know, pretty interesting to see. But we saw a little spike in cancellations, right? I mean, not sure if that's due to Miami Beach and that headlines. Kind of news getting out and all those headlines, but we saw a little bit of an increase in cancellation for these, you know, spring break dates. So, you know, hey, if those were guests that were coming in here to, you know, do what's not right here in the city, I'm all for it. The good thing is we're seeing people rebook. So that's the good in it. But yeah, so maybe
that's a good tip. Listen, okay. I think for people listening, I mean, so how are people canceling on you? Don't you have a strict cancellation policy? We do not. We made it the most flexible because as we met with the booking channels, we learned that their company, their algorithm rewards individuals and properties that have flexible cancellations. And it worked. Like we saw it clear, right? As soon as we changed from strict to flexible, we got cancellations, yes, but we got way more bookings than we got cancellations.
Much bigger upside. We sat in a conference where Airbnb spoke and they said something that I'll never forget, but they said, availability is your best ability. So that sticks in my brain and it makes total sense.
Yep. And so it works. So if you're out there and you're a little bit nervous about it, we did it with all of our properties. We were very nervous at the beginning. We didn't know what to expect, but it definitely worked. But I agree with you. It's the same thing when we worked in hotels. You see the headlines. People are headline readers. Miami Beach broke up with spring break. People probably didn't want to come. And we saw that spike. Hotels saw the spike too. But what I'm excited about for both sides of the industry is that there's a lot more families out there last weekend. And I never took my kids out South Beach during this month of March, which is sad because it's the best weather and it's the best time to be on the beach. But I refused to go out there on South Beach. I had to go a little bit further north.
Yeah, no, it seems to be working. You know, there's more families and even, you know, us locals are able to use or make use of Miami Beach during the time. It's you're right. You know, the weather is spectacular. We've had like six straight days of great weather, and there's nothing more that I wish to be out on a beautiful cabana with a margarita in my hand.
All right. Well, I'll report back today. I'll let you know what I see out there if we're getting a little crazy. Listen, like I said, when people ask me, it's like, I want people to have a great time, party, enjoy it, but I don't want people getting shot and things getting destroyed and things smashed up. So that's what I like to see. Have an awesome time. This needs to be the place that people really enjoy and make memories.
There you go. Yeah, we'll report on it live every week. So this is going to be week two of spring break. So we got like two more to go. So we'll see.
Yeah, this is like the big weekend. This is where everyone's ramping up for. So if it works this weekend, I have some good faith that all the measures that were a little scary worked. But anyhow, listeners, we got sidetracked a little bit today, and I had more fun talking about some crazy stuff. But we appreciate you sticking with us. And if you're listening to us, please, take a moment, leave a 5-star review, leave us a comment on any of the streaming platforms. It's a huge help. And come be subscriber number 8 today or 9 on YouTube, and we'll send you some kind of reward to stay with us.
I love it, Steve.
Look, we joke around. We know a lot of you listen out there. We appreciate all the notes you send us, and we love sharing the advice that we've got for you. But we'll see you again next week. Anything you want to leave with, Victor?
Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. I'm looking forward to this spring break. I'm looking forward to getting out and enjoying this great weather. And aren't you excited or happy that you're not working at a hotel right now during the spring break craziness?
Listen, I almost got beat up 3 years ago during spring break, so I'm good. I'm going to go check it out myself, though, and see if it's calmed down. I was at a hotel, and some people surrounded me because I told them they couldn't bring in a platter of they were setting up a buffet on a luxury pool deck. I was like, guys, this is not what it is. And they pushed me. They surrounded me. They wanted to beat me up. So anyhow, we leave you with those crazy stories from hotels to save vacation rental life. It's very good. So if you want to come on down to Miami, check out staywithtangy.com. And we'll definitely host you. And we'll see you next week.